This is the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. During this episode, we will explore issues that matter most to Texans like you. This edition of the Texas Tribune Audio Brief was brought to you by the Andy Roddick Foundation. It's time to focus on the student, not the subject. Whatchamafeelit is a social and emotional learning curriculum helping kids better understand and manage their emotions. Order now at whatchamafeelit.org. The first day of school in most Texas school districts is fast approaching. Parents who are concerned by the lack of mask mandates to combat the spread of the coronavirus are left with few options this year. Texas provided funds for remote learning during the start of the pandemic, but a bill that would have funded it for this school year died in the Texas legislature. While public health experts and medical professionals are sounding the alarm over the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus, Governor Greg Abbott has stood firm on his ban against mask mandates in schools. That has parents like Markeisha Powell of Brenham worried about sending their kids back to school. With school starting in a couple weeks, how are you feeling about sending your kids back?
It's kind of nerve-wracking. It's like you don't know if it's okay to send your child back to school or if you need to keep them at home and if the school is going to allow you to keep them at home. It's just like a thing, like you don't know which way to go, but you know that your kids need their education.
How did school go last year?
So we did started out with the remote learning, but you know, they kept having difficulties and it was like they were constantly getting behind. So I ended up sending them back to school the second semester, and two out of the four ended up catching COVID-19 at the school. And then I took my daughter to get tested, and she ended up having it. And then my son, once I sent him back to school, one of the guys in his class came back to school and tested positive for COVID, and he ended up contracting it from him. So it's just like, if I send my kids back to school, am I going to have to deal with the COVID-19 or whatever it is, the Delta coming up now? It's just like, I don't know which way to go. They don't offer, my oldest child can get the shot because she's of age, but they're not offering it to the younger ones.
With school coming up right around the corner, are there many options?
Everything is just like in the air. They keep scheduling things at the school, trying to get everybody back in the, you know, the groove of school and the boys back to practice. But it's like every other day they're canceling something, and it's like, why are they constantly canceling things? Like, is something going on? It's like they don't even inform you of what's going on until it's the last minute.
Governor Greg Abbott has prohibited mask mandates. Does that worry you?
Yes, that bothers me a lot because I know that they're not mandating the kids to wear masks this year, and I feel like they should still have that in place due to the new surge that is coming out, whatever is going on with the new Delta. Like, nobody knows, and those half of the kids there are not of age to get vaccinated. So you know for sure that they're not vaccinated. So you're putting the children at risk. Yes, the teachers are vaccinated. They're protecting themselves, but they're not. I don't feel like they're thinking for the kids because they feel like they're protected. You're walking in blind and you don't even know it. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what the end result is. No, I don't have to go to the school. No, I don't have to go up there. I know to wear my mask. My kids know to wear their mask, but do the other kids know that? And just because I don't go to the school doesn't mean that it can't come home to me.
If you had options, what options would you take as a parent?
I mean, like, I would rather them to give the option to do the remote learning or send your children back to school. They're not even given that option this year. They're starting out with everybody returning to school like the world is back to normal. I don't know what world they're in, but the one that I'm in, it's not normal.
By the end of August, we may be right back where we were in January. So if the kids have already been back to school for 2 weeks, then what?
They're going to contract it, bring it home. We're going to be continuously out of work because we can't go back to work. It's just ridiculous. I really don't know what to do, but I don't want to hurt my kids by not allowing them to learn. I want them to be able to learn, but are they really learning? Or are they more concerned at school? are they actually doing what they say they're going to do about keeping the kids safe? Are they going to clean every 20, 30 minutes? Are they going to do everything that they said they were going to do? They can't even send out a bulletin in enough time for someone to read to tell us what's going on at the school. So I don't entrust that they're going to do what they're supposed to do when school comes back.
What do you hope can come out of any of this?
I can say what I hope, but hoping is like guessing. I don't know. I expect the worst. That's what I expect. I expect the worst. The reality is, I can hope that everything gets back better, the world succeeds in everything that it needs to succeed in. But I know, you know, like just turning on the news, getting on Google, news outbreaks, it's always something.
Right.
Want to run back in the house and lock the doors.
Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. Join me on The Brief weekdays to get the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.